The Domtar Corporation and Milwaukee-based We Energies have already agreed to go ahead with the biomass plant in Rothschild, but the Massachusetts-based Biomass Accountability Project has been asking the state DNR for a longer look at the air pollution permit for the biomass plant. The DNR has refused. So, Biomass Project President Meg Sheehan says her group is taking the DNR to court to try to get a Marathon County judge to order the contested case hearing that Sheehan says would allow more details to be discussed.
We would have a chance to present testimony from expert witnesses to show that the air pollution emissions that are allowed underneath the permit are harmful to the public and that the permit should be stricter and that the state has not followed the Clean Air Act and applying pollution controls that are needed.
Sheehan says the DNR is trying to prevent the hearing based on a technicality. A recent letter from a DNR attorney says Sheehan's group should have filed its request with the DNR secretary, not the State Division of Hearings and Appeals. We Energy spokesperson Kathy Schultz declined to comment on the new lawsuit, but says the biomass plant would not be a big polluter.
Our studies have shown that with the technology controls that will be in place, as well as the new boiler, that emissions at that site will actually go down substantially and it will be a benefit for the community.
Later this week, We Energies may update the Public Service Commission about the financing plan for the $250 million biomass plant. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.